right, welcome back to another episode of The Occasionalist. Matt Pagel here once again, flying the ship solo as we wrap up the last day of our third week of The Occasionalist Daily, as we wrap up with our final playlist, Friday Calling, wrapping up this third week. It's been a lot of fun to go through all these playlists and put them out there. Hopefully you're enjoying it as well. As usual, we're going to start with a little On This Day in Music History. I will say, On This Day in Music History was a little bit dry, but there is an interesting shift in music on this day in music history, and it kind of stretches out for the whole year and creates an entirely new genre. So on this day, March 22nd, 1965, going way back, Bob Dylan released his influential fifth studio album, Bringing It All Back Home, featuring a blend of acoustic rock and of, you know, his what he normally had done for years, acoustic rock, and obviously now we are getting some electric rock tracks, electric guitar, rock forward, full band backing tracks, Bringing It All Home. And this was obviously very alienating to a lot of Bob Dylan's fans at this point in time. You know, he like was the folk musician, right? You know, acoustic guitar, minimal backing musicians. It just like it was just him and the guitar and the voice was really kind of what defined Bob Dylan up to this point. But it's on this album that we have what would kind of, you know, you'd think of as like more as a modern rock, you know, a more modern rock, not even modern, but like even at this point in time in the 60s, what most rock musicians were doing with electric guitars, you know, Fenders and things like that. But anyway, this is on March 22nd, 1965, and I believe it's a few months later. Yes, it's July 25th, 1965 is really kind of when Bob Dylan kind of seals his shift into what is basically creates a new genre of music. This is at the Newport Folk Festival, where he's playing a Fender Stratocaster, and it's electric guitar, and you know does his set essentially in and it has like a full band, right? It has more of a full band to kind of seal the deal of him going more modern, and thus creating the folk rock genre, right? Like this didn't really exist prior to. Shouldn't say it didn't exist, but it didn't have the same shape that Bob Dylan eventually gave to it. And now when you think of folk rock, I mean, how many British, especially how many British musicians can you think of that fall in this folk rock genre, that kind of expands in the 1960s, the 1970s. Obviously there's plenty of American musicians, but like the Beatles aren't exactly folk rock, but they are folk rock, right? Like all the way up to now what Ed Sheeran is. And I think this is the second time I've mentioned Ed Sheeran this week, but there's a lot of musicians like that really they can trace it all back to Bob Dylan, Bob Dylan's new sound in 1965. So I know I'm oversimplifying that, but that's probably the best way to look at exactly what it meant for someone like Bob Dylan to go electric. All right, now we're getting into the playlist here, and I'm going to kind of start this whole thing with a little bit of a caveat. So Friday Calling, the idea was to only have songs that have Friday in the title. And I was sure that this was going to be a cinch, but it really was not a cinch. There are plenty of songs there are plenty of familiar songs that have Friday in the title, Friday or Friday Night in the title, and we've got several of them here. But like there's a whole bunch of songs that are just like titled Friday or Friday Night, and they all kind of fucking suck, or they're all kind of just remixes of the same previous song. Like a lot of the Friday songs are electronic and not great, not particularly great at all. So I was trying to get like an interesting cross section of songs here. And I think I did a good job of this anyway, but I was just kind of surprised at how few songs have Friday meaningfully in the title. And so, like I said, there are plenty of like all these electronic songs that were just like called Friday or like Friday Night Party. And it's just music. Like it has nothing to necessarily do with Friday the day. which is what I was trying to go for, or at the very least find some interesting songs, some different types of songs that have Friday in the title. So I think, like I said, I think I got there with this. This is easily going to be the shortest of our episodes, and I think that's totally fine because there's just not a lot to say. There's just not a lot to say about a few of these songs, but we will get into it nonetheless. Okay, so we are going to start our Friday Calling playlist with a classic song from a classic rock band, from a classic British rock band, the Easy Beats, and we are starting off this Friday with Friday on My Mind. And I love this song because it is about the day Friday itself, right? Like lyrically, I'm just going to shoot through this here real quickly. The first couple of lines here. Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow. I've got Friday on my mind. So we're getting the whole layout of the week. We're getting the whole layout of the week and why it sucks and why he has, and here's why he has Friday on his mind. He's going to have fun in the city, be with my girl. She's so pretty. She looks fine tonight. She is out of sight to me. Tonight I'll spend my bread. Tonight I'll lose my head. Tonight I've got to get to night. Monday I'll have Friday on my mind. Sorry about that, kind of just read over the same line twice there and couldn't quite handle it. But the whole point here being that, like, you have like the whole setup of the week and why they're looking forward to Friday night. And that's what I was hoping to find a little bit more of. And it was a little bit harder than you would expect, but I think this is a really good way to kick off this playlist with this classic song from a classic band, the Easy Beats, Friday on My Mind. And then we're going to jump to something completely different. But again, another thing that I was looking for, kind of telling the story of a Friday. And what better song, what better place to start than with the movie Friday and with the titular track off the soundtrack, Friday by Ice Cube, you know, recounting the whole, you know, what's going to happen on that day. Not necessarily recounting the movie, obviously, but just recounting the kind of things that happen in Ice Cube's life on a particular Friday. And as we all know, especially people my age, again, younger people out there, maybe you don't know, Ice Cube, one of the great storytelling rappers, I suppose, like one of the best rappers at giving us a look at the day in the life, right? Like Friday is one of those songs. What song am I thinking of right now? It Was a Good Day. Stuff like, you know, that's what Ice Cube does. Like he tells that kind of story about his particular day, and Friday is right in that same vein. It's a nice up-tempo song, kind of gets you moving, makes you feel good. So Friday from Ice Cube. And now we're going to get to a song that I just kind of enjoy, but really just I needed it to fill in the gaps here. We got a little electronic song that's pretty chill, pretty fun. It's from a group called Pig and Dan, or duo called Pig and Dan, and it's just called Friday Freaks. There is really nothing else to share about this. There's no lyrics. It's just some music, but it's good music. It's actually I selected this one because, like I said, there were a ton of songs that just had Friday or Friday night or Friday party or something along those lines wedged in as the title, and it was just like very anonymous, forgettable electronic music. But this was not forgettable. This actually kind of stood out to me, so I figured, why not? Let's go ahead and throw this one in. And once again, this is Friday Freaks by Pig and Dan. Now I'm going to get to a song that maybe, I suppose if you're British, you might know this song. The name of this band does sound vaguely familiar, but they kind of got swallowed up in the mid-90s, early to mid-90s, during this sort of Britpop resurgence, thinking about stuff, you know, like Oasis, Blur, Bush. I know that there are more bands than that that kind of popped around this time. There's one song that's sticking in my head right now that I can't corner shop, Brimful of Asha. There's like this, there's just like this, this Brit pop resurgence, this kind of alt rock. I guess you could kind of think of this as like third wave alt rock, but very British centric. And this band, I'm gonna get to them, don't worry. This band in particular has a lot of songs that just like feel like they could have been from Oasis, feels like they could have been from Blur, feels like they could have been from Corner Shop or even Bush. But they never broke through in the United States. Always kind of, playing that, like, I guess like the, the fifth, the I don't even know what the good comparison is. I guess like the third string quarterback to all of those other bands. I'm talking about Shed Seven and a song called She Left Me on Friday. And it's a good song, actually. It's exactly what you're thinking about with these sort of mid to late 90s Britpop songs. And especially with the title of the song, you know exactly what it's about. It's about this guy's life falling apart on a Friday, right? Like his girlfriend breaking up with him and all the shit that goes wrong when she leaves on a Friday. And kind of, also kind of putting into perspective the rest of the week, and how it's just going to kind of start all over again. So, She Left Me on Friday by Shed Seven, one of the forgotten Britpop bands that just never broke in America. Okay, gonna get to a classic song here, and I didn't put any kind of like listening directions on this, like for the TV one for Monday's playlist. I broke it down into like this is kind of when you should do it. I didn't feel like I needed to do this for the Friday one necessarily. However, I will say this particular song, this is the song you want to play on Friday when you are leaving work, you're getting ready to go home, maybe you're making plans, that kind of time during that time period. This is when you want to play this song. Again, it's an all-time classic. It's The Cure's Friday I Am in Love. I'm not sure what else I can say about this song other than it's an all-time classic. It's an all-time feel-good kind of song. It's an all-time again, it just feels like it's the kind of song that helps you feel like you're heading into something great, right? And it makes that end of the week, heading into the end of the week, feel like it's something even more special. So, again, I don't think I need to say much more about this song. So we'll just leave it at that. When you're leaving work and you're about to come home and kind of shed the crap of the week and get into what you want to do for that weekend, nothing better to play than The Cure's Friday I'm in Love. All right, moving on here. I just kind of I picked this song at random because the title was great, but as it turns out, it really did fit in pretty well here. Again, don't think about this as like instructions for when to play, but just kind of put yourself in this mind frame. This song, it's called Friday Night Firefight, and it's by a modern prog rock band called Aligns with Rubicones, doing the production and some of the music on it. So that's Friday Night Firefight by Aligns and Rubicones. And this song kind of fit in really well because here's how I envision this song. So again, with me, close your eyes and imagine this. Maybe you're out like a little bit early, like you hit like a late dinner or something like that, but it's still not like going out time yet necessarily. And you're gonna go to one of your favorite watering holes. Maybe there's some like bands playing or whatever. This song feels like the kind of song that you're going to hear from one of the bands, one of the openers. Maybe the first of like two openers. They're going to get like about like 40 minutes or so, maybe 50 minutes for their sets, probably like 40. This kind of feels like it's that type of song. It's not a bad song whatsoever. It just feels like that kind of, I can imagine like opening the bar to, I'm going to talk to all my BG people here real quick. Opening the bar to Howard's, it's like 9:30, 10 o'clock-ish or whatever, somewhere in that range. We're not quite at prime going out time yet. There's a band playing, but it's not the band you want to see just yet. It's not Red, White, and Blue or someone like that. But this song feels like it's that kind of song that you're going to hear early in the night, and you're from at your favorite watering hole with a live band. And you're just kind of like, oh, okay, these guys are all right. I guess we'll, you know what? Why don't we stick around and have a few drinks while we wait for who we paid to actually come see? That's what this kind of song feels like. And that is Friday Night Firefight by Alliance and Rubicones. And I don't think we could do a Friday music playlist, without like one legit kind of party song, right? And who better to provide a party song than Pittsburgh's own party DJ, party mix expert, Girl Talk, and his song Friday Night, a mashup of a ton of several 90s and early 2000s hip hop hits, with his own signature style laid on top. It's just I thoroughly enjoy Girl Talk. I always have. I enjoy his more, you know, the stuff that he's gotten away from doing a lot of the hardcore sampling where like you literally have like 15 songs sampled into one song. He's gotten away from that a little bit, and I enjoy his more recent work as well. So we got to have Girl Talk on this playlist, and luckily enough for us, he's got an absolute late night banger called Friday Night that definitely belongs on this playlist, and definitely belongs. Feels like it's the kind of, it feels like when you are into that prime going out time on a Friday night. Definitely feels like the song when you walk into the bar that is a little bit younger than maybe you're used to, maybe has a younger crowd. Feels like the kind of song that's going to be blaring when you walk through those doors. So that, once again, Friday Night by Girl Talk. And we'll wrap up with a song that I had never heard of before, but I'm so fucking glad that I found it for this playlist, because it's an awesome, hilarious look at just going out, a kind of lower class people going out on a Friday night in London. And the song is called Friday Night, Saturday Morning by a first wave alt rock band called The Specials. Again, they're from London. And this song is just, I really wish I could, I'm going to read some of the lyrics here for you, but I wish I could even affect slightly the voice in which this song is sung, this very kind of blasé, like, well, whatever, man, it doesn't even matter, kind of voice. The tone that they use for the lyrics, for the singing, and the lyrics are just hysterical. So let me let me find this here. When my feet go through the door, I know what my right arm is for. Buy a drink and pull a chair up to the edge of the dance floor. Bouncers bouncing through the night, trying to stop or start a fight. I sit and watch the flashing lights, moving legs and foot in footless tights. I go out on Friday night. I come home on Saturday morning. I go out on Friday night and I come home on Saturday morning. I like to venture into town. I like to get a few drinks down. The floor gets packed. The bar gets full. I don't like life when things get dull. The hen party has saved the night and freed themselves from drunken stags. Having fun and dancing, a circle round their leather bags. I go out on Friday night and I come home on Saturday morning. I go out on Friday night and I come home on Saturday morning. It is literally just a look at what these guys do, how they get drunk, waste all their money, chase skirts, what people watch. And at the end of the song here, they're standing in line, eating food, waiting for some taxis. They're covered in vomit and piss. It's just a great sort of blasé look at like what kind of lower class London nightlife is like, and the people that are living it and what they do. I'm telling you, I am underselling this song. It's great musically, it's great lyrically, and this is 1000% an end of the night kind of song, and perfectly titled for that reason, right? Friday night, and what happens at the end of Friday night? It becomes Saturday morning. And then things, I feel like the promise of Friday night then is lost a little bit. So that is Friday Night, Saturday Morning by The Specials. And that is it for this week and for today's playlist. We'll recap this playlist here real quick. We start off with an all-time classic, Friday on My Mind by the Easy Beats. Then we go to another all-time classic, Friday by Ice Cube. Then we hit, not a classic, but kind of a fun song, Friday Freaks by Pig and Dan. She Left Me on Friday, Shed 7. Friday, I'm in Love, an all-time classic by The Cure. Friday Night Firefight by Alliance and Rubicones. Good party mix right here, Friday Night by Girl Talk. And then we wrap up with this this kind of, at least to me, unknown first wave alt rock song that is a perfect capper for this playlist, Friday Night, Saturday Morning by The Specials. And notice, folks, I did not include Rebecca Black's Friday in this particular playlist. No offense to her at all. In fact, if you're not aware of Rebecca Black now, get on the Rebecca Black train. That's all I'm going to say before I completely out myself as a pervert. But tried to avoid stuff like that. Like I said, tried to avoid songs that were just that solely just, you know, I could shoehorn in for just having Friday in the title. And I guess I got a couple in here, but really for the most part, all of these songs break down what is happening on a Friday night. And I feel like that was a very interesting sort of finding as I was going through potential songs. Some of them were, there are other songs, there's some country songs that I wasn't really a big fan on, but it seems like Friday is the day for these storytelling kind of songs and these songs of the promise of the weekend, right? I mean, it makes sense. Like, it's our first day of the weekend, but it's very interesting how, aside from like the electronic songs in here, all these songs have some kind of story about what they're either going to do or what they did or what happened to them on this particular Friday. Just find that very, very interesting. I'm sure if we, you know, and this is just songs with a Friday in the title, I'm sure there are other songs, plenty of other songs out there that are telling stories about what happened to them on Friday. I feel like this feels like it's some kind of research project for someone who's I don't know, like a musicology student or something like that. I don't know if that's even what they actually do, but whatever, doesn't matter. So that's it. That's going to wrap up our third week of the Occasionalist Daily. Our daily play. Let's recap the whole playlist here. So on Monday we did our TV theme song Jumpstart, in which all the songs in the playlist were TV theme songs. Tuesday was our Zen State of Mind, where we had some songs that were thought-provoking or calming or, you know, maybe got you back to nature a little bit. Wednesday, we had our Angry Gym Music with Crush Tunes. And then yesterday, obviously, we had our Throwback Thursday with all songs dating back, all songs starting, or the youngest song, I guess, being from 1994 and then moving backwards all the way back to 1972. And then today, all of our songs have Friday in the title. And all of the songs talk about Friday in some capacity, or almost all the songs talk about Friday and Friday activities in some capacity. So that's it. We will see you next week when we get into more. We're going to try to kind of be a little bit more punctual and topical. Going to try to kind of do like a daily news podcast. Obviously, we'll still be like a day behind, but interested to see if I can pull off sort of being a little bit more topical and a little less evergreen than we normally are. So we'll see what happens next week. But that's it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. We will catch you on the flip side.